This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. If you know
me, know this ain't my first. All right, we're back, guys. We are live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium. Jerry's World, big-time matchup coming up this weekend. Errol Spence against Mikey Garcia for the welterweight championship of the world. Richard Schaefer stopping by the table. Richard, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
This is an awesome, awesome matchup. I'm very excited for this as a boxing fan. And the idea that, you know, so much of this sport, it feels like as fans we're talking about the matchups we don't want to see. The fact that Mikey Garcia wanted to step up and make this happen by going up two weight classes, first of all, it's a breath of fresh air. And second of all, the fact that Errol Spence wanted to do that, because I could see him say, well, what do I have to gain out of that? The fact that these guys are putting this fight together is pretty awesome.
It's really one of those legendary nights in boxing. It reminds me of those days, Rumble in the Jungle and the Thriller in Manila. I call this one here in Dallas the Coronation in Dallas, because on Saturday night we're going to find out who is pound for pound the best fighter in the world, who will be crowned as the new pound for pound king. It's a historic matchup.
What did you make of yesterday at the press conference? Because these guys, they're real gentlemen, and they don't normally get their feathers ruffled at all, but I think as much as we could see them blow up yesterday, that was kind of, you could see them both getting prickly. Like, it's fight week, I'm sure they're cutting weight and all that, but, you know, Errol was making it clear that, you know, he felt disrespected that they even called him out. Mikey obviously has got a lot to prove. His family didn't want him to do this. What did you make of their attitude yesterday?
Well, you see, we are only a few days away. I mean, this is heating up, and it's heating up. We saw it with those two guys. We saw it today at the undercard press conference with Benavidez and Jay Leon Love as well. I mean, these fighters are ready to go. They're like a racehorse ready to jump out of the gate. They're ready to perform. They know that the stage, it's the biggest stage it can be, pay-per-view. It's tracking unbelievable. Ticket sales here are extreme. It's a hot ticket in town. We're going to break the all-time record here at Jerry's World for a boxing event. So, you know, all the magnitude of all of that, we actually might even break the all-time indoor ticket record in the history of the United States, which is 61,000 for Spinks and Ali back in the days in New Orleans. So this is tracking, and the fighters know that. It's a big event. And so, you know, all that is starting to catch up to them as well. And I think you saw Errol Spence, maybe even more so than Mikey, really be a bit on the edge.
When you've put together so many great events in your time in the sport, like, how do you know? How do you know that this is going to be the one that catches with the fans? Like, it feels like so many times we see fights that I don't understand how they're not as massive as possible. It's hard to know what that secret sauce is. So what do you think it is when it comes to a fight that is, you know, just an amazing boxing match to going to just a mega event?
Well, styles make fights, I think, is one of them, and these two styles are made for each other. But I think what really happened, in particular in the last 2 days, when the fight was announced, Errol Spence was like an 8 or 9 to 1 favorite. And the Hispanic consumer, which is very important in boxing, for boxing pay-per-views, because boxing is like in the Latinos' fabric, DNA, and they do not buy a fight if they believe that their guy has no chance in winning. And so what happened, though, in the last few days, Bernard Hopkins, Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Floyd Mayweather, Teddy Atlas, the trainer, and many others, I mean, real experts and who know the sport better than most, they came out and they made their predictions. And those five names I just mentioned, guess what? They all picked Mikey Garcia. So suddenly these odds are getting much closer. It's a 3-1, some of them 2-1. By the time the first bell rings, it could be a 50-50 fight. So there is that in that Mexican community and Hispanic community, there is this si se puede, yes we can kind of attitude. And I think with the way Fox is promoting it, I mean, these commercials and the shoulder programmings are running like nonstop. The general market is taking notice of this event, and that's what it is. And I think once you get the general market involved, and as I said, they want to see who is really that best fighter in the world, and we're going to find that out.
Do you think this is a chance to be a real watershed moment for boxing, in that if Mikey is able to pull this off, that it would, I think, change the attitude of some guys and how they want to do this? Because, you know, even when the plan was laid out there, hey, he wants to go up to welterweight, they're like, well, why don't we take a couple fights, tune it up? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do that to do it a little bit slower? And he's like, no, let's just do it now. If he does pull this off, maybe this will break the door down of other guys wanting to take that risk. And it just kind of opens up the options of getting more fan-friendly fights.
I think you're absolutely right. Dare to be great. Dare to be great. It's really what it is. Mikey is reaching for the stars. He's reaching for greatness. And by moving up two weight classes, that's one thing. But what he's doing is he's moving up two weight classes, and he's taking on the biggest, the baddest, and the strongest welterweight there is with Errol Spence, 147 pounds. But, you know, Errol Spence, you see him, he could be as easily a 154 pounder or a middleweight 160. He's a big, strong, undefeated guy. He's a southpaw as well, which always gives extra problems to a regular fighter. So you know, this is a huge challenge. I do not remember when I saw a challenge like that, but that's what people like to see.
Yeah.
And it is these events and these fights which will attract and bring new and create new fight fans.
Richard, thanks for stopping by. We're very much looking forward to this fight this Saturday night. Live on pay-per-view, you guys get it. It's a stacked card and a main event that has a lot of ramifications. It's going to be a real one, fun one. Any last words?
Television, free over-the-air network television, is actually producing and marketing a pay-per-view event.
Yeah, very cool.
So for Fox to get into the pay-per-view business, that is a game changer.
Absolutely.
And to do it with a fight like that, man, I can't wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.